It's Wednesday, February 3rd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Open Doors reports that Islamic militants killed over 100 people in the Democratic Republic of Congo in recent weeks. Most of the people killed were Christians. The African country is over 95% Christian, but believers there face some of the worst violence in the world. Islamic groups are stepping up their attacks as they pursue their expansionist agenda. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 10, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." International leaders from the U.S., UN, and Britain condemned the military coup in Myanmar this week. Myanmar's military arrested elected officials and instituted a one-year state of emergency. Myanmar citizens responded with protests, including a civil disobedience campaign. Doctors from 20 hospitals said they would not work with the military regime. The U.S. State Department designated the military takeover in Myanmar as a coup. The U.S. may reimpose sanctions on Myanmar and cut aid to the country. Please pray for Christians in Myanmar who already face persecution and will probably face even more under a new military regime. Learn how you can help through the Christian group called Mission to Myanmar and read Pastor Mark Robinette's book, Myanmar Gold. 27 Scottish pastors have joined a legal suit against Scotland's coronavirus restrictions that shut down churches and criminalized worship services. Represented by the Christian Legal Center, the Scottish pastors are arguing the restrictions violate the European Convention on Human Rights and the Scottish Constitution. The lawsuit argues that in-person worship is essential to the functioning of the church, both according to the scriptures and the historic teaching of the church. The suit states, quote, "The closure regulations are an unprecedented interference with the practice of the Christian religion in Scotland since the persecution of the Presbyterian Church instituted by the Stuart Kings," end quote. Texas cut Medicaid funding to abortion giant Planned Parenthood effective today. Planned Parenthood abortion mills in Texas receive $3 million in Medicaid funding each year. After 5 years of legal battles, Texas finally won their suit last November to end Medicaid funding of abortion. A new study by the Barna Group found that most members of Gen Z hold to moral relativism. 74% of teens and young adults agree that what is morally right and wrong changes over time based on society. Similarly, 65% of Gen Zers agree that many religions can lead to eternal life, up from 58% in 2018. But Psalm 119, verse 160 says, "The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever." The U.S. Congressional Budget Office published their economic outlook for 2021 to 2031. The report anticipates a rapid economic recovery. The CBO projects the U.S. real gross domestic product will return to its pre-pandemic level this year, and employment numbers are expected to return to pre-pandemic levels by 2024. The COVID Tracking Project reports that the number of people hospitalized with the coronavirus is decreasing in every major U.S. region. Over 7 days, coronavirus cases fell 6.5% and hospitalizations fell 35.1%. Meanwhile, 21 states saw a 10% increase or greater in average deaths over 7 days. And finally, Pew Research reports that 28% of people in the U.S. say their religious faith has become stronger as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. That's more than any other economically developed country surveyed, including Spain, Italy, Canada, Australia, the U.K., France, South Korea, Belgium, the Netherlands, Germany, Japan, Sweden, and Denmark. On average, 10% of respondents across 14 countries said that the pandemic made their faith stronger. 85% said their faith has not changed, and 3% said their faith has weakened. Romans 5 verses 3 through 5 says, "We also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has given to us." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, February 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.